Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams here in beautiful East Texas, and joining me from New York City is my co-host and my brother in Christ, Mr. David Paxton.
New York City.
Yeah. Well, the city that never sleeps, where this one goes to bed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon out here in East Texas. But David, we are blessed today to have an incredible guest, and I'm not going to waste any time at all getting her on here today. And I don't even know how to introduce you, because you're like way up here in the stratosphere of possible guests that I could ever want to have. I'm
here's how we're going to do it, JD.
I'm
you ready?
Honored. Yes.
Yes, yes. This is Dr. Stella, as she's known as affectionately by all her good friends, Dr. Stella Emmanuel. She is one of the ones that took on the chaos and mayhem of the world when they were trying to force any random pandemic on us.
Yeah.
And you know, has made an impact worldwide. She loves the Lord more than she loves life itself. And, you know, it's a blessing to have you with us, Dr. Stella.
It is.
I am honored to be here today, and from Houston, Texas, you know.
Amen.
We're all Texans, right? But I'm in H-Town, so yeah.
Yeah. And now you're originally from Cameroon, if I read your bio correctly, right?
Yes. Yes. And I'm originally from Cameroon, but I've lived in America for like 32 years.
Okay.
So,
what brought you to the good old United States of America in the first place?
I finished medical school and I kind of came here to do residency.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just kind of my destiny. I knew that I was going to finish school and end up in America somehow when it happened. So it was just kind of my destiny. I graduated medical school at the age of 25.
Ooh, okay.
So, and then I got here like at the age of 27, did my residency in New York. After that, I moved to Louisiana, ran a practice in Louisiana for a while, started working in the emergency room. The Lord told me to move to Texas, to Houston. I did. And just everything kind of around to be there, to be the COVID doctor of America. If you read my book, Let America Live, you would see my story. It's kind of like, I was born for such a time as this. I was born to be here at this time.
Amen. And for those of you that are watching us in video form, I just put your book up there, Dr. Emmanuel. You can see there, Let America Live, Exposing the Hidden Agenda Behind the 2020 Pandemic, My Journey. And now, obviously, this book came out after we had the world shut down and all that kind of good stuff that was going on back there in 2020. But now I've got a couple of questions for you. You said I can ask anything, so I'm just going to go for it. Okay. I used to be hesitant with David until he proved to me that, you know, no matter what I ask, he's got an answer for it. So I'm just going to assume you do, because you're smarter than both of us put together probably. Anyway, here's the deal. I want to know, do you believe that if you had been in your exact same position in 2020, exact same position, with exactly the same information that you had then, but Hillary Clinton was president of the United States, do you think you would have been received differently when you came up with a cure that was going to work and end the pandemic within a matter of weeks?
I think if Hillary Clinton was the president, there would have been no pandemic.
Mm. I would agree. I would agree.
The whole
pandemic is, you know, to basically take down.
If Hillary Clinton there would have been no pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And now,
they would need to. They would be in control.
I'm not going to, you know, I try to stay away from politics. I really do. But when we.
Here it is.
Here it is, you know. And so, you know, today when I was putting together this this slide for today's show, I just threw in all the candidates that I know of that are running right now. You got Jill Stein over there on the left, who's that? Marianne Williamson, second there, and then Robert F. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah, and then there's a doctor way out there in the middle there, and I don't know who the clown is there. I'm sorry. I don't know who the guy is there right next to Biden, but he's a Democrat. Then you got Joe Biden, and then, of course, you got Donald Trump. Do any of these candidates, any of them, do you think any of them would have responded differently to you had they been president? Or would they have all
this
been...
This is the issue. The issue about it is that you have to, first of all, understand what COVID was. COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. The vaccine was a Trojan horse for transhumanism and Human 2.0. They have always planned to release a pandemic. They planned this a long time ago. The pandemic had nothing to do with health. The pandemic was just using health or using medical science as a psyop to prepare the world for digitalization. And that is all there was to it. So if they had ready to, if they were ready to release it in the time of Hillary Clinton or any of those other crazy people that are standing there, or well, they would have released it and they would have acted the same exact way. They had a plan. The plan was to release this virus. Initially, people thought it was just about Donald Trump. No, because it was a worldwide phenomenon. They locked down the whole world. Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe because Donald Trump took power, they kind of hastened what they had planned to do because they had waited for too long and allowed Donald Trump to totally disrupt their system. You know, they probably brought it forward a little, but they always planned to use viruses to be able to make sure that people get this vaccine, get the mRNA vaccine in their system, which like Yuval Harari Noah says, that COVID was a time when we accepted for surveillance to go under our skin. COVID was always a Trojan horse for the vaccine. COVID was manufactured in the lab and released so that it can scare the living daylight off everyone. And then they can introduce the vaccine. And then all of us can become little, tiny little robots, tiny little, you know, automatons, human 2.0 or transhumans. That is the bottom line. And in 2020, when we came out, I knew this because spiritually the Lord had been talking about this to me since 2012. So 2016, I had a vision. The Lord showed me, I had a prophetic dream, and there was like a fog just all over the nation, and people were coughing and having like respiratory symptoms, just coughing and choking. So even in March, when this whole thing started, I actually saw like some rays were being released from the heavens and people were dying. Many people were dying. At that time, nobody had died. And I did a YouTube video about it. I said, what is happening right now is an invasion from the heavens. So, I mean, you know, it's a demonic invasion. It's not science. At that time, everybody told me to shut up and talk about science. So I knew it was demonic from day one. I knew they were just using medicine because human beings are afraid to die. So if they use the fear of death, they could control all of us.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you this question because it's something that I've been talking about on this show for the last couple of years, and I've had to really be careful about what I say because videos get flagged, they get taken down really quick if you don't go along with the mainstream line. You know that. You've suffered it yourself, Doctor. But isn't it true, and I'm speaking to you as a now as a medical professional, you, not me, but isn't it true that with everything else in the past, every other disease or pestilence, whatever, that's come around that people need a vaccine for, that it has to go through clinical testing? And I mean weeks, months, and years of really strong testing just to make sure that the side effect isn't worse than the medicine itself. And yet we had a vaccine available for COVID within, I mean, it was here within a flash. Does that sound a little bit strange to you? I mean, is that, is there any excuse for them doing it?
The vaccine was created probably even before the pandemic was released.
Oh,
remember. Okay. Think about this, and this is what all of humanities need to remember. COVID pandemic was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. COVID has always been treatable. COVID was manufactured in the lab.
And that's Wuhan,
COVID was
right?
released in Wuhan, China.
At that time,
they told us initially around December that there was a virus brewing in Wuhan because somebody ate bad soup or something in a wet market. That was the first
ridiculous.
Thing they said.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Then they said at that time that it had jumped from bats to humans, but that there will be no human-to-human transmission. In December, they had this whole, December, January, they had this Chinese New Year where people traveled from all over the world and went to Wuhan for this Chinese New Year festival. When people left Wuhan, China, they banned flights from Wuhan, China to all other parts of China. But everybody was allowed to leave Wuhan, China and fly to the rest of the world.
Right, I remember that.
So that they were able to carry this virus to the rest of the world.
Yeah,
initially, they said they were touching them. There was no human-to-human transmission until everybody out of Wuhan had flown to all over the world. Then, oops, there's human-to-human transmission.
Yeah.
I'm saying that to say right now we are at the beginning of something else crazy. A month ago or so, they said that they had found bird flu in cow's milk. Bird flu had jumped from chicken to cows. 40% of our milk in the supermarkets tested had bird flu. And then they said, maybe 2 weeks past, they said it had jumped to a Texas farmer, from the cattle to the Texas farmer. And then now they are just waiting. If you go online and Google bird flu, CDC, FDA, everybody is talking about it. Bird flu is right now poised to not just jump from cattle to humans, because they are observing right now over 70 farmers in Colorado. But they believe that it's going to mutate to have human-to-human transmission. When they say that, you don't even understand how foolish that sounds scientifically, because
it's ridiculous.
Viruses don't mutate in a few days or a few weeks. Do you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, they're just setting everybody up.
So they are basically setting us up so that we can, they can, it's the same thing. Cattle, birds to cattle, cattle to humans, but there's no human-to-human transmission. And then, yes, there's human-to-human transmission. And now they are testing our sewers. You know, if you can Google all this, they want to test our sewer because now they can actually have a more draconian lockdown, because all they have to do is test the sewer in Longview, and then they can lock down everybody in Longview.
Yeah, boy.
That's crazy.
So,
you know what happened?
And
is,
they already
is,
have
I don't
the vaccine
think,
ready. They already have the mRNA vaccine for bird flu ready. So I'm trying to say COVID was never a real thing. COVID was a virus, the coronavirus, and they genetically modified it in the lab to be more infectious to humans. And then they released it into the human population. And then they had this whole thing about fear, fear, fear. When every day you turn on the news, they had millions, thousands and thousands of people that were dying every day. People falling on the streets in China, people dying in, I mean, they're just dying in Italy, in New York. Why did they do, they had morgues outside. Why did they do all, they did all that to terrify everyone so that when they bring the vaccine, we will beg for it. But God in his infinite mercy raised us up. In March, a pharmacist called me and told me hydroxychloroquine works for COVID. I went to medical school in Nigeria, so I was used to all this stuff. Chloroquine, mefloquine, hydroxychloroquine, tamoxifen. We took it as Sunday medicine for malaria prevention. So I started using it, and I saw that patients were feeling better. And I went online to a big doctor group that I was part of on Facebook, and I said, hydroxychloroquine works. Everybody went berserk. They attacked me. They vilified me. At that time, President Trump had come out and say hydroxychloroquine works. The left lost their minds. So this is where we were. I was taking care of patients, and then we added ivermectin sometime in May. I was taking care of patients, realizing that we could treat COVID, especially if they came early.
Yeah.
And then I was hearing about people dying, thousands of people dying. So you can imagine the kind of I could not handle it anymore. I could not handle people dying for a disease that was treatable.
Right.
I didn't know what to do. So when they put together the COVID summit in the frontline doctors COVID summit on the steps of the Supreme Court, and they invited me. When I left home, I called my family and I told them, I said, this stuff is evil. I knew it was evil by May. I said, I'm going to go to DC and I'm going to speak up. Mm-hmm. These people want to kill us. I know, because I've been studying about this. The Lord has been telling me, and I've been studying. I've been seeing this for years. Now, everything that God has been telling me is here. It is demonic. It's not science. They want to kill us. And I'm not going to let them kill my people. I'm not just going to sit down and watch humanity die for a disease that was treatable. And if I perish, I perish. My family was like, don't do that. Why do you want to go to DC and go put yourself in danger? I said, I can't stand and just see people dying for something that is treatable. So when I got to DC that day, I was walking in front of the mic. I was willing to perish. I was like Esther. It was like, if they kill me, they kill me. I was not going to let people die. Because of that, I had no fear. I stood there and before I walked up in front of the mic, I told the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, take control, speak through me, speak through me. I am your handmaiden. And I got in front of the mic and I went royally off.
Yes, you did. I remember it well. Yes, you did.
I talk about Anthony Fauci, Sanjay Gupta, the doctors that were allowing people to die. They were like the good Germans in the days of Hitler. All you fake science and, big pharma fake science that are getting bright. I went crazy off.
Well, you did. You got the world's attention, but I think you would have lost. I think you would have lost the world's attention just as quickly, except for the fact that President Trump retweeted what you were talking about, and he said that this looked like a really good deal. He was praising you, and he was trying to encourage the country. Look, let's stop the fear stuff. Okay, let's stop that.
Yeah.
Here we've got a way to take care of this stuff right now. And then they shut you down, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, what happened is, that day, God, it wasn't even President Trump. God, in his infinite mercy, decided to use my voice to bring humanity a little respite. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in my hotel room, and somebody called me and said, I think Rudy Giuliani retweeted you. And then somebody said, Don Jr. has retweeted you. Mm-hmm. And then somebody said, Trump had retweeted you. Within 4 hours, that video had 20 million views. It was a full two-day conference. Mm-hmm. But they just cut my part of it, and it started going wildly viral worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole world. People ran out of their houses. Before then, fear had gripped the whole world. We're all at that table. We're all going to die. Mm-hmm. So fear had gripped the whole world. People were locked up in their homes for 3 months. And the Lord used my voice, and something broke in the spirit. And it's like a healing balm came over the nation. People had hope. People had broken. I found their voices. You know, ministers woke up. Doctors woke up. Preachers woke up. Lawyers woke up, patriots woke up, the humanity ran out of the cage. Like, COVID can be treated, we don't have to die. Humanity ran out of the cage. It was a watershed moment.
Yeah,
and guess what?
It was. Yeah.
The devil is like, shut her up. She's messing this for us.
Right.
It was God. God, in his infinite mercy, showed humanity just a little respite.
Amen.
Yeah, I think that God used President Trump for you. Yeah. As far as, you know, as far as retweeting what I was talking about before, but yes, all glory should go to God. He is, he's the one. No, there's no doubt about that at all. David, I know you had something you wanted to say there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The irony of it all is that the more that they try and shut down the message of the Lord, the more it prevails.
Amen.
And I think that's what's happening is I know a lot of people who started watching and listening just because of the fact that they were trying to ban you. And they say, oh, she must be doing something correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you before about how our town reacted to COVID and how what we did. And I think that was a lot to do with you. I really do. Because, you know, up until then.
You gave a lot of people hope.
Yeah.
It was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm
going to run this one by you too, Doctor. Real quick. I'm going to run this one by you. Back in 2019, talking December of 2019, my wife and I came down with the worst flu we have ever had in our lifetime. I even went to church a couple of weeks later and told the pastor there, you can die from this stuff. This was bad. This was really bad. Was that COVID? Did I have COVID in December of 2019?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay. I just need a medical professional to verify or say yes.
Yeah, you were okay. An early adopter.
We had a lot of people say that they had like the worst flu ever, like in December, January. And here's the thing. Because they had not started the fear-mongering of COVID, people that had it early probably survived it better because they had not started the fear. Because it was not just longer about some virus that they released. Mm-hmm. It was this demonic spirit of fear that would just sit on people's chest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've had people that, we call them 35-year-old, they have COVID, it's just sitting on their chest and they can't breathe. And I'll ask you, how old are you? 35. Do you have any medical problems? No. I was like, the chance of you dying from COVID is zero. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up. You'll be all right. And they feel better.
Amen. Well, now, speaking of, I hate to bring it up in the first half of the show, but I'm going to. And that is that you not only are a medical professional, a medical expert, really know all about this stuff, and I'm really happy about that. But I'm going to guess that you probably get even more satisfaction than what you get with your medical practice with an organization called the Bethel Revival Ranch. Am I right?
Yeah. I have a ministry called Firepower Ministry, and this is what I said. I say, my call as a prophet of God, and I'm an intercessor for the nations. At the ranch here in Robertshaw in Texas, we have prayer warriors that pray every single day. We've been doing that since I went viral in 2020, every single day, at least 2-3 hours a day. We pray for the nations. We pray for the elections. We pray for everything. And my main job is an intercessor for the nations. And then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have eternal ramifications when we pray. And I have to say that the prayer is powerful. And I know we talked a little bit last time about the generational contracts, and you got to grasp with that and bringing it before the throne, bringing all this stuff to the throne of God and say, I have a blood contract with Jesus here.
Amen.
And tell us a little bit about that, how you guys pray, and what are you bringing to the throne to ask God to render that verdict?
If you go on our website, even on drstellamd.com, and just scroll down, you see Firepower Ministry. Our ministry is spiritual warfare and deliverance, and we spend a lot of time teaching people how to pray, how to fight, because when you become Christian, you chose side in an ancient battle. Christianity is a battleground, and if you're a Christian and you don't realize that, you're supposed to be a soldier for Christ.
Amen.
You're supposed to be a warrior. And that is why a lot of Christians are getting beat up, because they don't understand the rules of engagement. And most people get saved and they don't teach them how to break curses, covenants, and things that came in their past. When you get saved, it is your spirit that gets saved. Your flesh doesn't get saved ever. The Lord Jesus will come and give you a new body. Your soul, which is your mind, your emotions, your will, your emotions, and your thinking, gets renewed as you renew your mind with the Word of God. So your soul gets saved gradually. As you study the Word of God, you renew your mind and you get to spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So when you get saved, there are things that you did in your past that need to be broken. I'll give you an example. If you were owing somebody $2,000 and you go to church and you got saved and you come back and they're like, where is my money? You tell them, no, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all have become new. I don't owe you money anymore. That would be stupid. That you're going to get your teeth smashed in.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
We're 2 minutes before the end of the first half. So
Yeah. Well, you know, real
what
quick.
You pray and fast.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into it. Doctor, we're going to get into it. We got a whole another segment to go here, but
let me touch on this, JD, too. Dr. Stella, MD, she has blessed everybody here. You can go there and use the code. It's a secret code, so tell everybody. Hidden Day. If you go to Dr. Stella, MD, use the code Hidden Day. She will actually give you 5% off of anything that's on that website, so you got to go.
Amen. Give that one more time,
Dave.
Hidden
Day, one word. Hidden Day.
Yeah, one word.
You can use Hidden Day or the Hidden Day. Just put it all together. And
no, don't put Hidden Day. Hidden Day is fine. People find it difficult to spell a lot of things.
Yeah. Hidden Day.
She'll take care of it, David. She'll take care of it.
Yeah. She's got it. Always has and always will. So we're running down at the end of this show, and this is amazing. We didn't even get into the news, which I don't necessarily care about, but maybe we could touch on a couple of things.
I've got to say this though in the first half of the show, and that is, I am a member of the U.S. Press Association, and it's something that just tears everybody up because, you know, I got a little more constitutional protection than your average citizen because I'm a member of the media. And if one of these social media sites wants to take me down, I promise you that your name, your company, will be really bold print on the U.S. Press Association site to somebody that's trying to censor. Okay, so get ready for that. And we're going to talk more with Dr. Stella Emanuel right after a very short break. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Simon Gaitan. A British man has died and more than 30 people have been injured as a result of severe turbulence on board a London to Singapore flight. The Singapore Airlines flight SQ321 from London Heathrow was forced to divert to Bangkok, Thailand. According to the airline, the flight contained 211 passengers and 18 crew. A statement from Singapore Airlines has offered its, quote, deepest condolences to the family of the deceased. European nations have been divided in their reaction to Monday's International Criminal Court arrest warrant application. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan has called for the arrest of several Hamas leaders, as well as Israel's defense minister and prime minister. William Denslow reports from Brussels.
The European Union's Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell says he's noted the prosecutor's application for arrest warrants and adds that all nations that have ratified ICC statutes are bound by the court's decisions, a point reiterated by some European nations. Belgium's Foreign Affairs Minister says that crimes committed must be prosecuted, regardless of the perpetrators. But for some EU members, that could prove a tough pill to swallow. William Denslow, Brussels.
Leading opposition figures in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Southern African Regional Bloc, SADC, have condemned the failed coup that occurred on Sunday in the capital, Kinshasa. The officials denounced the attempt to use force to take over power a day after a group of armed men in military uniform attacked the DRC president's office. Chris Okamrinja has more from Kinshasa.
The Congolese army says gunmen in military uniform raided the office of President Felix Tshisekedi in the early hours of Sunday, but were defeated by the presidential guards. 50 of the armed men were arrested, including 3 American citizens and a British national. The U.S. ambassador to the DRC, Lucy Tamlin, said she was shocked by the news of the alleged involvement of American citizens. She added that they will cooperate with Congolese authorities to ensure that the perpetrators are held to account. Chris Ochamri, Kinshasa.
The French president will visit New Caledonia as unrest continues on the French Pacific island. Emmanuel Macron is expected to arrive on Wednesday as the French territory has suffered more than a week of riots and violence over plans to impose new voting rules. The unrest has left 6 people dead, including 2 police, and hundreds injured. Ross Cullen reports.
It's a sign of just how serious the government now feels the situation is that the president is going to the island. Emmanuel Macron will be flying to New Caledonia. He will be setting up a so-called mission, but there was no information on the planned length of his stay on the island. The Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, will also make a trip to the French overseas territory, but after the EU elections in early June. Ross Cullen, Paris.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half, The Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams, and joining me today, first of all, is my co-host, Mr. David Paxton, and then we are blessed to have with us Dr. Stella Emmanuel, and you can visit her website, by the way. That's drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, all together, okay, and you can get there. David, I know you wanted to ask about prayers, so I'm going to turn you loose right now.
Yeah, we were talking about the prayers that she has at the ministry, which is, that's the first goal, because ministry is eternal. And then the side hustle, as you said, was being a doctor too. Now these prayers, they include obviously the healing and whatnot, but also we should be prepared because they're playing these games. Fauci went on a show and said, oh yeah, there will be another pandemic, and they're all talking about it because, they're just leading the masses. So the monkeypox didn't work because it just sounds retarded. No one's, I got monkeypox. So now they came up with the bird flu, apparently, because we've had bird flu before and it was pretty serious. So they figured they'll try that one. So what do you say about the prayers for that and preparedness? What should we do as we enter this new age?
Like I said, a few weeks ago, if you look on my Twitter profile, I started talking about bird flu, with what they are doing. But let me say this. Bird flu is an RNA virus. RNA viruses are sensitive to zinc. But zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs a transport system to enter the cell. So that is where something like quercetin comes in. That's one of the ways hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. If you go on our website, drstellamd.com, we have something called Covivites. Covivites has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in the quantities that you... I admonish, I beg, I scream to everybody listening to me right now. Get some Covivites. Or go to your store and buy it, or go to your doctor and get it. You need vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Most important, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin to start building your immunity against this new RNA virus that they want to release. Also, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are very potent antivirals. We have been talking for the past 4 years that everybody stock up hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Do it when you are still well. Do it when they have not released this virus yet. Do it when you're not yet sick and in the hospital. Because all these viruses, they are treated early. If you take hydroxychloroquine early or ivermectin early, it helps to treat disease. If you wait till it gets further into the disease, then it might be more difficult to treat. And many people with COVID long symptoms, it is because they allow the virus to run through their system before they started trying to treat it. So be prepared now. Don't wait till tomorrow. During COVID, especially during Delta, we were seeing like...
Well, let me ask you, let me break in here for just 1 second, doctor, because I had watched one of your videos earlier, and in it, you were complaining about the fact that there were pharmacies in the United States, you even called them out by name, that were refusing to do business with you, you know, refusing to fill your prescriptions, basically reporting you and trying to get you shut down and all this kind of stuff, and you forcing you to get lawyers and everything else. Has that situation improved, or is it the same now that it was before?
No. I have doctors, most of them, they are still trying to reach me and get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because most pharmacies will not fill it. Till today, many pharmacies will not fill it. So, like I said, I was just about to talk about that. During Delta, we will call in prescriptions. They will not fill it. They will cancel it. Some people died because they refused to fill their prescriptions. So what we did is that we networked with mom and pop pharmacies all over the country. So now we created a closed system where we see patients, we send their prescription to our mom and pop pharmacies all over the country, and they ship it to you. And that takes a few days. Yeah. So that's why we try to get everybody to realize that it's better for you to get this medicine shipped to you. You put in your medicine cabinet. If you get sick and you're contacting us, you're just contacting us to give you directions and give you other things that you need to take. We put together what we call a COVID complete care. It has hydroxychloroquine, it has ivermectin, it has budesonide, it has a handheld nebulizer that you can use, you can charge with a power bank. It has a pulse oximeter where you can use to check your oxygen. It also has Z-Pak in it. That whole pack is a pack that will treat both COVID, flu, whatever the stuff that they are releasing. And we're sending it to you to keep it in your medicine cabinet as a precaution. It doesn't only have the full treatment, but it has an extended amount of hydroxychloroquine that can last some people between 6 months to a year. So I can put it in your medicine cabinet. In case something crazy happens, you already have the medicine.
Yeah.
We have 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. You don't realize what is going on in the medical field right now, especially with supply chains. There are times we cannot get amoxicillin. You have to get budesonide. Get this stuff in your medicine cabinet. And I'll give one last advice on that. People that got their medicines in 2020, 2021, that is still sitting in their medicine cabinet, some of it have expired or has expiration date. Don't worry about it. They did studies in the military and they found out that even expired medications, you can use them for 7 to 10 years after the expiration date. Keep your medicine and continue to use them. Everybody be prepared. The only way that we can overcome this craziness that they're about to do is for you to be prepared. Right. The only way we can be able to stand and fight back is for you to not get sick. Because there's no point for you to fight back and then you get sick and end up in the hospital. And I know because they took out a lot of our warriors during COVID. Be prepared. Go on our marketplace, get Covivites. We have something they call Daily Immune Boost. It has Covilite and Vara Immune Plus. You take this, you mix it in a bottle of water, you drink it. It gives you energy. It has all the vitamins that you need, the minerals that you need. It takes away brain fog. But most important, it has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It has elderberry, CoQ10. It is just good for you. Many people have been on this. Many of my my followers that have been taking this went through the flu season with no flu. When people are getting sick. Yeah. So what I'm trying to get people to do is build your immunity now.
Right.
While everything is still, you can still reach us. Remember, we just had this tornado go through Texas. There are people that don't have electricity and have not had electricity since Thursday. What if the internet goes down and you can't reach us? What if there's a disruptive event and you can't reach us? It is good to be prepared.
Yes.
The other way I want people to be prepared is stock up food, water, charcoal grill, your regular medications, over-the-counter medicines that you need in an emergency. Please, America, be prepared. The only way we will survive this is by being prepared. And if you're prepared, you're not going to be scared. So if you go to drstellamd.com, you use promo day, you'll get a discount.
Amen. Now, also, I want to touch on something that I have talked about on some of the previous shows, and again, I have to be very, very careful in what and how I word this type of thing. Okay, but when COVID first came out and the countries were all shut down, the world was all shut down, I said, you know what this looks like to me? It looks like a perfect test of how the Antichrist would be able to manipulate the world into accepting the mark of the beast in order to get medication, in order to get food and water and everything else. Do you think this was a satanic test?
You're very right. Everything that is happening was done for digitalization. I tell everybody, just go on Google, type any country at all, and put digital ID. You will see that all nations are preparing to be digitalized. Their goal is 2025 for digital ID. Yuval Harari Noah, that Antichrist false prophet in Israel, said COVID was a time when we accepted for surveillance to go under our skin. That humans are hackable animals, and that whatever they say, whether we have free will is over. Klaus Schwab said in an interview with Charlie Rose in November of 2015, that in the fourth industrial revolution, it is not what you do that would change. It is who you are if you take gene editing. The CEO of Moderna, Kaiser, said COVID vaccine was hacking the software of life and introducing a code. These people are saying it. Elon Musk himself said it, that that COVID was a time when synthetic RNA became utilizable, and it gave them an easy way to start using the synthetic RNA in people. And that with the messenger RNA or the synthetic RNA, you can reverse aging. You can turn somebody into a freaking butterfly if you want to. And now Elon Musk wants to put chips in our brains.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Hang on. Because you just touched on something right there that I had a video that was taken down, Doctor. Okay? And I'm going to tell you exactly what they took down. Now, this was something, it was promoted on the cover of Time magazine. It was promoted by the New York Times, by MSNBC, by CNN, you name the liberal organization, they all thought this was the greatest thing since sliced bread. But when I said that this was something that could be used for evil, my video was taken down as a violation of community standards. And here it is, and you're a medical professional, so you're going to know exactly what this is as soon as I say it. CRISPR. CRISPR
technology, of course.
Yes.
Yep.
CRISPR,
I want to add to this as well.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's real, isn't it? It's real. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
End time agenda. It was, fallen angels had come down and corrupted the DNA, which created the Nephilim back then. But God, in His mercy, dumbed down our lives so we, where our DNA is not nearly as strong as it was before the flood. We don't live nearly as long. So He cannot just do that anymore because He would just kill people. They would just be, as we see with demon-possessed people, they just go nuts. So over the years, He's developed this RNA and then DNA-changing technology in order to somehow change our DNA. The problem becomes now you're a Nephilim if you do this, and here you go. That's why people say, how can you not be saved just because you took the mark? Because it's more than a mark.
Right.
It's literally changing your DNA, so you're corrupted
right.
and not a human anymore.
Right. And as I said, that's what brought my video down. That was it. That's what brought my video down. And it was something that was touted by the left as the greatest thing since sliced bread, but they sure didn't want me to say it also has this to go along with it. They didn't want that part.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to do now. Like you said, right? In fact, I was on an e-just and I said exactly what you just said. In Genesis 6, humans were corrupted by angels coming to sleep with human beings. Right now, they don't need all that. You can just do it in the lab. Corrupt us with genetic modification.
Right. Mm-hmm.
COVID was a Trojan horse for the jab. The jab is a Trojan horse for transhumanism and human 2.0. Mm-hmm. And now they have, like I said, in 2020, when we came out, we put a big wrench on their plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at every nation, digital ID, they're going to try to get it under our skin. If you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, they said he causes both rich and poor, young and old, born and free, whatever, all to have like a
everybody.
Mark on their right hand. On the, and right. You're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. So it is going to be a currency.
Right.
And they already have that currency. It's called the quant. It was done in 2015. They were just waiting for us. Now they had their quant ready in 2015. That is the same year that Klaus Schwab had this interview with Charlie Rose about gene editing. That is around the same time that they discovered CRISPR technology. And guess what they want to do? So all that was ready and go. So now, how do they get humanity to take this? Many human beings are not going to just accept for you to give them a digital mark or whatever. So they have to start pandemics after pandemic. Climate change is going to destroy all of us. Our cows fart, so we should take genetic meat.
Aliens.
Yes, wars, rumors of war. So they're going to do disruptive events.
Scare
and
people.
After these disruptive events, they will introduce universal basic income. Banks are about to crash. Over 280 banks are at the of crashing. When that happens, and it will happen, they will introduce universal basic income. Introduce universal basic income. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to start by having it under in your phone. Then those, like, for security's sake, you have to get it under your skin. So that is why I tell people you need to be prepared. Stock up food, water, everything. If you cannot go to the store and buy gas, if you cannot go and buy food, if you cannot buy your medicine without taking this digital ID, what would you do? That is why we are telling humanity, be prepared. Before they get to a place where they're going to lock everyone down, the Lord Jesus is going to come and rapture the church,
amen,
kill all of them, remodel the world, and we'll come back and live happily ever after. But between now and then, you have to survive until the Lord Jesus comes for us.
Well, now, you don't know this, but this show was created for this exact purpose of just what you just talked about there. Okay, you don't know this, but I'm gonna run it by you real quick. Okay, because just like there is a last play in every football game, you know, the quarterback drops back, throws a pass, it's win or lose right now. Okay, game's over. There's not any flags down. Okay. Well, just like that, there is going to be that last individual to accept Jesus Christ before the rapture of the church. And if you are that individual that accepts Jesus Christ a moment after the rapture of the church, then you got to go through at least part of the Great Tribulation period. And that's the worst period of time that the world has ever seen, and it'll never see anything that bad ever again. And you can avoid that by simply saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. I ask you for your forgiveness. I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. I know he spent 3 days in the tomb. I know he rose on the third day just like he said he would. I know he was seen by more than 500 people at the same time. I know he walked the earth for another 40 days. I know he's ascended to heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father, and he's waiting on God to tell him, go get your church. And then he's going to get every Christian, living and dead, and we're going to gather them in the air, and we're going to be taken to safety while the world goes through nothing but pure hell. There's no other way to describe it. And you can avoid that by simply accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just tell him you're going to follow him for the rest of your life. And if you're that last Christian, the next face you could that you might see just might be Jesus Christ. And you'll be surrounded by Dr. Stella, by David, by me, and by every other Christian living and dead, with Jesus Christ in the air. What a glorious thing. You didn't know that, did you, Dr. Stella? You didn't know that's the whole purpose of this show, did you? Go ahead.
No, but let me say something. Do you guys have your Bibles? I want to show you something.
Yes.
What do you got?
I know people say that we're going to get raptured before tribulation. That's not true. We're going to get raptured before the wrath of God. There's a difference between tribulation and wrath. We are already going through the tribulation right now. But it is different from the wrath of God. The Bible says we are not appointed to wrath, but we'll go through hard times, which is tribulation. That means the devil harassing us. Let me show you something. If you open to Revelation 13.
Well, hold on. Wait. I always say this, because your opinion is different than my opinion, and it's different than David's opinion, but here's the deal. It's not a salvation issue. Okay, one of us is going to be right, and one of us is going to be wrong, but it's not a salvation issue.
It's actually the same thing. Well, Paige, I just want to show you something.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Revelation 13.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Revelation 13.
Okay.
Okay, if you look at Revelation 13, 16 to 18, that is when the devil will decide that you're not going to be able to buy or sell without the mark, which is where they are pushing us to right now. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay? So I want you to turn to Revelation 14.
Okay.
God, in his infinite mercy, will prepare the earth for the rapture. God will help us.
Oh, yeah.
You see, if you read in Matthew 24, verse 14, the immediate thing that happens before the rapture is this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all nations for a witness, and then the end will come.
Yeah.
If you
But that's the Jews. But that's the Jews, Dr. Stella. That's not the Christians. That's not the Christian church. The Christian church is not mentioned in Revelation after Revelation chapter 4.
Wait, please follow with me. Give me 10 minutes. Let me show you what I want to show
I only got 8, but I'll give it to you. Go ahead.
We got 8.
Okay, see. If you turn to... I'm saying that we're on the same page. I just want an understanding. Listen.
Sure.
If you Revelation 14, God in his mercy will prepare the church for the rapture. Will prepare the world, not just the church, the whole world, for the rapture. In Revelation 14, verse 6, the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all nations. The Bible says that the gospel, the angels of God carry the everlasting gospel to preach to all nations. In Revelation 14, verse 8, it says an angel goes around telling the whole world that the Babylon is about to be destroyed. In Revelation 14, verse 9, angels fly and tell people, do not take the mark of the beast, because if you take the mark of the beast, you're going to receive the wrath of God.
Right.
So God, in his infinite mercy, will prepare the world before he raptures us out of here. Many people will be saved, and the end time revival is going to be handled by God himself.
Oh, it's going to be big. But yeah, I agree with that.
Look at Revelation 14. Yeah. Look at Revelation 14, 14.
Well, okay.
Revelation 14, 14.
Yeah, again, we have a different, we just have a different view of it, okay? But the thing is this.
No, just read it. Read
I have. Trust me, I have. David, we have. Go ahead, David.
Behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the son of man, having the head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat in the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, and the harvest is ripe. What a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I'm kind of on the other side of all this.
That is the rapture, David. Revelation 14:14 is the rapture. Look at it.
Yeah, I am.
The Lord Jesus is in the clouds. An angel comes with a loud shout and said the earth is prepared to be reaped. And the Lord Jesus reaches out and he reaps the earth. And then after that, then the wrath of God is released upon the world. Look at it. It's right there.
Yeah, I am. The wine press is trodden without the city. Yes, the wine press. And the angel thrust in his sickle.
In Revelation 14:14, it is the same way the rapture is described in 1 Thessalonians. The Son of Man is in the clouds. The angel has a loud sound and the earth is ripped. That is the rapture. God will prepare the world for it. And then after that, then the wrath of God is released upon these demons. And then if you read Revelation 16, that is when the undiluted wrath of God is released upon the world. Look at it. That is the rapture, right? Revelation 14:14.
Again, we just have a different, we just have a disagreement on that. But again, it is not a salvation issue. Okay, it's not.
Where is the rapture?
The rapture happens before the tribulation, in my opinion, and from my reading.
I'm just saying that, right? But where is it? Where is it written in the Bible?
The First Thessalonians.
That happens before tribulation.
Yeah, David.
No, she's saying this is Thessalonians.
Yeah.
Where?
This is actually the better part, because it's irrelevant at this point whether it is 3.5 or whether it is the 7,
right?
Because I'm actually looking on the other side of everything,
right?
Where mm-hmm. Jesus comes back to rule and reign on the earth, and that's where we're all going to rule with him.
Amen.
And this is the way I see it.
Yeah,
you know,
that happened
I've been,
in Revelation
19, studying this for, 20. What's that?
That happened so, in Revelation 19, 20. Just read it.
Yeah.
We have. We trust me,
that's
we
okay.
have.
Okay, yeah. The Holy Spirit will show you.
As so, I said, one of us will be right, one of us will be wrong, but it's not a salvation issue. That's what I come back to all the time. But look,
we got 3 minutes.
Yeah,
left,
I don't want to get into an argument situation here because that doesn't do anybody.
Okay.
It doesn't do anybody any good to do that. But the thing that Dr. Stella, the thing that I want to get across here today is that you came up with a solution to the problem of COVID. In mm-hmm. 2020, and had the world followed your advice, and I just don't think it would have got that bad. I think it would have been, over much quicker. But what scares me about what you have said today is that you believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you believe they're going about to do the same thing with this bird flu in advance of the 2024 election. Am I right on that?
And everybody should be prepared.
Yeah.
Just be, if you're prepared, you're not scared. Give your life to Christ. Stock up food and water.
Yeah.
Stock up your medications. Be prepared. If you're prepared, you will not be scared.
Yeah, I agree. David, I'll let you finish the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what I was saying is I'm excited about the other side of it because it's all coming forward now. And I wanted to give, when Jesus first came, the Bible said that he's going to be a Nazarene, he's going to be born in Bethlehem, and he's going to be the Nazarene, out of Egypt.
Right.
So he's got, now, you can bet your bottom dollar that there was three different camps of people, and they all argued with each other. No, he's going to come from Nazareth. No, he's coming from Bethlehem. No, he's coming from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But the bottom line, it was all of it. And that's how I see this, is the all of this prophecy is he gives each of us a little bit of a view. And all too often, the devil tries to get us to argue about things. But the bottom line is, he is coming back, and he's going to rule and reign on this earth. And we will all have dinner together, and all of us, me and you and Dr. Stella and all our other friends, we're going to have a cup of coffee and look back and say,
we're going to have a blast.
I was wrong here and here and here. And you were wrong here, and we're going to laugh at each other and say, praise God, he's here.
Yes.
And that's kind of how I look at everything, because I trust people's hearts.
Amen.
And that's what I see. If you're on our show, it's because I love you and I love your heart about everything. And I want to hear every single
perspective.
Point, because I may be wrong here and I need some correction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it really looked for, and that's exciting coming out. So I am so excited to came on the show just to do this.
I just want to, right before David ends this.
I want to tell everyone to go to Dr. Stella MD and use the code HIDDENDAY to get 5% off, and go. We got a minute left.
Yeah, I was just going to really quickly say thank you so much for taking the time today to be on this show. As I said, you're a guest that's way up here, and I'm way down here on the ranking list, and I really do appreciate you taking the time today. I know your time is valuable, and I do appreciate you being on. David, I'll kick it back to you, but thank you so much for Dr. Stella for being on today.
Oh, yes, thank you.
God bless you, brothers. Yes,
thank you.
Okay, so we are at 30 seconds here, so all right, on the way out, last final words for our audience.
Well, I'm just going to say, praise God. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell people, do not be afraid. Be prepared. Jesus is coming for us. At the end of the day, Jesus wins.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfect way to end it.
Lord willing, we will be back next time on The Last Christian. And remember, go to Dr. Stella MD. Use the code HIDDENDAY. And we'll see you next time. Have a blessed day.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com